Because after all, I mean, we have more or less the same bodies, but we have very different kinds of thought. I mean, I think we think
that's
with our...
True.
I think we much more think with the instruments provided by our culture than we do with our bodies. Hence, the much greater diversity of thought in the world. But I agree with the Piaget thing, except I think it doesn't go far enough. I really have the impression that thinking is a form of feeling, and feeling is a form of thinking. I mean, it isn't that I think one presupposes the other and that they're connected in some way. I think that we have names for these activities having a lot to do with, just a set of stereotypes, because, you know, what I do results in books, let's say, or films, I mean, objects which are not me, you know, but which are forms of transcriptions of something, whether images or words or whatever, then one imagines that that is some purely intellectual process. But most everything I do seems as much intuitive as reason. And it isn't that love presupposes comprehension, to use the Piaget formula, but love is to love somebody is to be involved in all kinds of thoughts and judgments. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, there is an intellectual structure of physical desire, of lust. I think that kind of thinking, it's just one of those forms of demagogy, which makes lots of trouble for people, which makes them, suspicious of things they shouldn't be suspicious of, and complacent about things they shouldn't be complacent of. I mean,